Are you as big an Eric Clapton nut as John is?
Or
no,
me?
No, but I like Eric Clapton.
Why is he playing Eric Clapton? Oh, he always does for John to wrap up his Talking Tree hours. That's his guitar hero. We had Ray on the line who wanted to know about citrus, and he's got some tangerines that are curling, and what to fertilize, when to fertilize. It sounds like a pretty mature orchard he's got on a home he just moved into. So let's walk him through a little citrus education here in about, can you do it all in 3 minutes? Is that enough time for you? All right.
I can, yeah, let's get it done. So, yeah, citrus are awesome in our area. I just a fantastic tree. But what a lot of people don't realize is they do take maintenance, and it's a great question. We recommend pruning, to answer your first question, between February 15th and March 15th, if at all possible. You can get in there and clean out. Mainly what you want to do is clean out as much any dead wood, improve the branch structure. A lot of times they'll get some crossing branches in there or rubbing branches real bad, competing branches. And that's kind of really what you just want to really focus on, the structure. Don't over prune the canopy or the crown if you want nice fruit underneath. And don't lift them up too much. The lower the crown or the canopy is hanging down, protects all that bark and makes the tree really, or helps the tree to be as healthy as possible. Just like Romy said here, we do recommend 4 fertilizers. And again, what a lot of people don't realize is there's a specific amount of fertilizer that citrus, they know, rule of thumb, need throughout the year. And the reason why you fertilize 3 or 4 times a year is you take that full amount for the annual requirements and you spread it out into these small feedings throughout the year. So it's not very stressful on the tree, and it keeps it going through that growing season. And you start tapering off as it gets later in the season because, you know, if we have nice weather and you get a lot of new growth and then, boom, we get a hard frost, it's really stressful for the tree.
All that new growth is the first thing that gets frozen off.
Exactly. So you want to make sure, I don't know if you have any history of the prior maintenance, but I would definitely get on a program if you need help with that. Again, you could call Integrity Save a Tree or another arborist and get them out there and get you on a program. If you like to do it yourself, I would recommend that you do the research. There's some new fertilizer requirements, or fairly new in the last several years. U of A put out a great document. You can look it right up on the U of A citrus fertilizer requirements, because what a lot of people don't know either is different citrus trees actually need different amounts of fertilizer. A lemon is different sometimes than an orange or a grapefruit, the amount it needs for the year, and then you spread that out. So look that up. It's a great, it's easy to use if you're going to do it yourself, and definitely get on that program. One more thing is you definitely want to make sure you aerify occasionally for your citrus trees, depending on where you're at. The hard clay soil, you want to open up the soil. A lot old school, they would say till it up, you know, or open up that crust. So either way, aerify or cultivate, you know, and till up that dirt occasionally, maybe once a year around underneath the root crown.
And when the leaves are curling, is that overwatering or underwatering?
You know, that's a great, I forgot to answer that. It could be either one. So if the leaves are moist and supple and they're curling, you could be overwatering a little bit. So a little bit of oxygen deprivation there. Or possibly diluting, you know, what fertilizers are in the soil. So if they're soft and curly, probably overwatering. If they're dry and curly, they probably don't have enough water. Also, thrips and other pests can cause that leaf curling as well.
Hang tight, Ryan. We'll see if we can help you off air if you have any further questions. But I'm going to cut you off right there because we got a couple talking points to hit. We're talking with Steve Price, Certified Arborist of Integrity Save a Tree. I know John's teaching at Shade. Are you attending Shade?
I am attending Shade. A bunch of us are attending Shade. It's a great conference for people who are really passionate, especially professionals or just avid home gardeners that want to learn a lot more. There's a bunch of tracks and different speaking events. John, our owner and founder, is amazing. He's been teaching around the valley for many, many years, and he's teaching on sustainable pruning at the Shade Conference. So he's going to be there. You can check that out at azna.org, azna.org, and check out what's going on and look at the you know, the events that are going on during that, and sign up there if that's something you're interested in. The day after, on the 31st, John is also teaching a sustainable pruning class at the Desert Botanical Gardens. He's been teaching there for many, many years. And again, if you're really into that, I would highly recommend that you get a hold of the Arizona, the Desert Botanical Gardens and sign up for that class.
You can go on that website. You can get the list of...
schedule of events and the classes and everything going on.
Yes. And SHADE stands for Southwest Horticultural Annual Day of Education. It is primarily for people that are in the industry to keep your certified arborist title. You've got certain ongoing education requirements you have to do. The ALCA, landscape professionals and landscape architects all require additional training. And this SHADE conference serves for a lot of that training. But they've got four categories: pest management and plant health, design for rain, tree health, and water management. You can just scroll through. And people all over the state attend this event. A lot of people come up from Tucson. Savano Nursery always has a big display in the outdoor marketplace and brings up trees. Arizona Pistachio. I get all my red push pistachios from Bernie when he shows up. And he always brings a half dozen that he sells. And I go, Bernie, I've got three more I want to get from him.
Nice. It is open to the public, too, though. So again,
but it is open to the public, yes. And it, I think it's, what, $100?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But yeah, it's not that much. If you're really into it, it's worth it.
All right.
Yeah.
Individual fee, $150. And for the amount of education you get, it's worth 10 times that.
Absolutely.
iTreeservice.com. If you've got a question for Stephen or you need a certified arborist in the Maricopa County area. And ISA.org for arborists all over the state and country.